Hey, y'all, welcome back to Erase the State. Maddie K here. One more night. I thought Mikey Two Names was going to be here with us, but as we record this on July 21st, it is his birthday. So he's out with the family and the new family, the new addition. They're eating dinner somewhere. So if you have the time and you haven't told him congratulations yet, please find him on Twitter. Congratulate him for the new baby and tell him happy birthday. But a substitution, a much better looking co-host for the evening, Harley, the Cryptid Bartender. We have her on the show. How are you, Harley?
I'm doing pretty good. And I just, well, real quick, say happy birthday and congrats on baby.
Boom. There you go. Get that out of the way. So what's going on in your neck of the woods these days?
Well, politically, we are approaching the end of our second lockdown across the state. I'm not thrilled with how it was played out at first because they just kind of drew it out as long as possible, and some areas were locked down and others weren't until everyone. It was just a mess. So we're on another one. No gyms, no bars, etc. Theoretically ending on the 27th, unless the bars or the gyms and all don't, like, I guess they have to earn their right to reopen again after the 27th, and everyone has to wear a mask in public, all that fun crap.
How do you earn? Okay, first of all, philosophically, how do you earn a right? Secondly, how does one earn their right to reopen? What are you supposed to do?
They said something like they have to, Governor Ducey by they, or Ducey as everyone calls him. yes. What he said was something along, I'm paraphrasing, but something along the lines of they have to follow the proper mandates for health, et cetera, in order to be able to reopen again. And really, I mean, it's a gym, and the gyms are basically saying, come in with a mask, but you don't have to wear a mask. Or at least the gym I was going to, I should say. You don't have to wear a mask while you're working out. However, there's sanitization all over the place. And so everyone is spraying stuff down, wiping it off. But that wasn't good enough, I guess. And so yeah, you shut down all the bars, pools, water parks, all the gyms everywhere. So it's been kind of a pain. And yeah, we still have to wear a mask everywhere. No, that's not a statewide thing. That is per city. So the mayor is who place that we have to wear a mask everywhere. And I have no idea when that's supposed to end. I can't find anywhere when that's supposed to be over with. So indefinitely, I guess.
Nice. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure anymore what we're supposed to be doing since I notoriously don't follow news until it completely affects me. So I just have been super resistant to the whole masks anyway. But I know we're like on whatever wave of the lockdown here. So it's like, I guess the second shutdown is upon us. And so we can't have bars open unless you serve food, similar to everywhere else. And if I get this wrong, Texas people, sorry, fucking correct me. I don't give a shit. The last thing I heard was that if you're a bar or like you know, you derive 51% of your income from alcohol sales, then you have to shut down. I think we're still there, and they went back from like, I guess we were at like 75% capacity or 50% capacity, and they knocked that down to the next 25%. So it's all fucked up. I do remember the first time when we first shut down, and then they came back and gyms were going to reopen. Everybody's very excited, including Mikey Two Names, who is, jacked as it were. And, I told him I saw the press release when it came out, and the whole thing was, you know, you have to wear gloves, and he's very like anti-glove anyway. And not like in like, not for safety purposes. I just mean like gym gloves. You know what I mean? You work out, Harley. I was like, I think you have to wear gloves to go to the gym. And he was like, man, fuck that. I ain't fucking going to no goddamn gym with gloves on. That's bullshit. Yeah. So. I don't even know what's happening with gyms here because everybody used 24-hour fitness in this area and they are they fucking went bankrupt or some bullshit. So I don't know what's going on gym-wise. I think they've been going to one, him and one of his buddies that I work out with sometimes in the garage. And I think they're still open. So I don't know what the restriction is. I think you're supposed to wear a mask, but no one's ever in there. So no one says anything. Anyway, it doesn't matter. This is all bullshit. So
I know. Yeah. Now, one of my brothers actually works full time for the gym that I go to, actually. Okay. And so unfortunately he got out of work from the shutdowns again for a second time this year. And, the main one that he works at is the one that I go to. And, gloves. No, I'm sorry. I'm not working out in gloves. Okay. Like it's okay. It's Tucson. It's hot. The ACs can only do so much. Like hell if I'm working out in gloves. Or to be honest, a mask. I spray everything down. I sanitize everything, but I can only handle so much. I'm a delicate flower in this desert. Okay. I'm going to pass out on your machines and then you're going to have worse problems. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but I, from what I hear, was it Planet Fitness? It might've been Planet Fitness. I think they were requiring masks inside as well. If I remember correctly, I think it was kind of a location by location type thing, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, theoretically, the shutdown is supposed to end in like 6 days. So we'll see where that goes. But I don't know.
Well, I'll cross my fingers for you. But this whole thing was supposed to be over like 2.5 months ago, right? We're supposed to lock down countrywide. And then like after that, we're going to pull ahead and like everything's going to be cool. Well, that didn't fucking happen because the state did not derive as much control as they thought they could. So they're going to keep trying until they get it right.
Well, in Arizona, got such a stupid like roller coaster because, you know, at first we're hearing, oh, well, the virus doesn't survive heat very well. And we have so few cases. We're in the low end, you know, okay, fine. And basically what they did was it was a lot of like nothing mandatory for the first. Well, you know, I'd say around mid-February is when places started going, maybe we should shut down because other places were starting to shut down. So bars were definitely getting less busy, you know, just because people were willingly not going. And then it was it March or was it May? One of those. No, it was April, actually. In April, early April, our mayor decided to shut down the city. And I'm thinking, okay, so we're shutting down the city now, just the city. What's going to happen if the governor decides to shut down the whole state in between this 3-week gap where the city is shut down specifically? And that's exactly what happened. So we're on lockdown longer than the rest of the state. And then it gets uplifted and then we go into another one. Because all these, now I get, I don't know, I'm seeing everybody going, we're number one in COVID cases. Okay, well, I've also seen people say Mississippi is. I'm also seeing people saying Florida is. Can we actually decide who's number one in cases here, please? But either way, it was enough to make the freaking whole state shut down again. So I'm not exactly feeling hopeful at this point, in all honesty.
Well, and that's kind of what spiked or what spurred Texas' latest shutdown was this whole spike in cases that we had, right? So, but even part of that, like, I think there were 2,600 total cases as a spike, or maybe it was 4,100. I think it was 4,100 cases like in a week. But the key factor that everybody misses is there's no date associated with those cases, and 1,500 of those cases came from two prisons that tested their inmates like 2 months ago, and they just happened to roll those cases into a 1-day release. So it spiked it even more than it should have been. So like the remainder would have been 2,600. So it was still an uptick, but not like this, you know, drastic level that it was. So whatever, our governor's a douche too. Fucking Republican. The tree missed. No one ever gets my joke, but the tree missed. But if you're from Texas and you're an anarchist, you know what I mean.
Yeah, so anyway. That's kind of what happened here. It was more like it, you know, we just kind of delayed getting people tested just because there was that mindset that it wasn't going to survive. Like we kept, you know, oh yeah, it's going to die off by summer. It's so hot here. It's not going to spread. We're going to be okay. And so I guess just it was really hard to get testing done. And then they decided, oh, shoot, everyone else is getting spikes and maybe we should too. And then they started testing. Oh, crap, a lot more people than we thought. So it's not necessarily a spike. It's just that nobody was getting tested until then.
Right.
Well, but of course, people are going, oh, my gosh, look how quickly it spread. No, it's not that it spread that fast. We just know more people have it now than before because it was. Yeah,
and never mind the fact that we've quietly shifted the narrative from number of deaths to number of cases. Remember, nobody cared how many cases were out there. Everybody had been saying from the beginning, oh, everyone in the world, like literally every person on the earth is going to get this. It's just, are you going to have symptoms? Is it going to affect you? And it was the deaths that were important. So they're telling us, oh my God, it's so deadly, right? Well, it turns out it's not that deadly. It is a particular and specific and unique disease. And it does affect you in a different way than, say, the flu or the cold does. I'm willing to admit that. However, it's not that deadly. As it turns out, it only affects a certain number of people in a very specific way. And the fact that it did not do what they thought it was going to do and they had to shift from number of deaths to number of cases just to keep everybody scared is just this, you know, it's the shit that we always talk about every day on Twitter and every other social media platform. It's just, you know, another attempt at whatever the powers that be are to gain more control, whether it be the state government or, you know, some unknown force that's controlling and pulling the strings. But it's just, by and large, what I see here is that the media is complicit in the narrative to continue to get clicks, continue to get views, keep people scared. It's like any good grift, right? You got to keep people incensed and scared, and they keep watching, they keep reading, they keep buying shit from you. And there you go. Here we are. 3 months later, we're still fucking shut down. So.
No, I completely agree. I completely agree. And like around here, I guess our numbers say that I believe we have now correct me if I'm wrong. We're still somewhere around a like 98% of people who get it survive, right?
Oh, it's even more than
somewhere
that.
Somewhere around there.
It's like
more than that.
I've seen survival rates range between 0.02% and or death rate. Right. Death rate, sorry. Death rate range between 0.02% and 0.04%. Not 2 and 4%. 0.02 and 0.04%.
Right. So, you know, out here, we're being told that our state has a 4% death rate. And while that sounds scary, comparing that to those lower numbers that you just told me, again, we weren't testing people. So they weren't being treated for the right thing.
Right.
And I know we don't really have an exact proper treatment, but considering how difficult it even was to get treatment, you can't tell me the numbers are so high because no one was able to get tested.
Right.
So yeah, they're going to die off because no one knew what they were handling.
Exactly.
So, yeah, but that's not what's being portrayed.
Right. And as the testing increases, that death number goes down. Right. And as the testing increases, that death number goes down and it dilutes that death number. And I'm not saying, I mean, I feel bad. I don't know anybody personally, who has had it or who has died. I do like the second level from that. I know people who have friends and acquaintances who did get it and did die, you know, associated from it. And so not to take away from any of that, but I mean, you know, people also get the flu and die or get hit by a fucking car and die. So, you know, whatever. I'm an asshole. So I'm very like cut and dry with all the bullshit.
It's all sad, you know. It just the fact that it's COVID-19 doesn't make it more sad. It's still sad, you know.
Exactly.
And I do. I know people who, you know, I know a few online who have it. Some people I know in person, their grandparents have it. And, you know, it's not pleasant. It's scary stuff watching the updates and all it is. But I now imagine getting that and you don't know what you have because no one will test you. You know?
Right.
And so, yeah, the numbers are going to be higher. But again, just like you said, it's all narrative. It's all clickbaity. It's, see, we have our death toll is so much higher than everyone else's. Well, yeah, because everyone was ignored this whole time and couldn't get a damn test.
Exactly.
And whose fault is that? Why could they not get the test even though they wanted to get the test? That's not on us. That's not because we weren't cleaning things. That's not because we weren't social distancing or wearing masks. It's because of government mandates.
That's right. That's right.
That's not
it's market fluctuations due to the state and not in our favor. So, well,
yeah.
Anyway, so what else is going on happier in your world? tell us who Harley the Cryptid Bartender actually is. So for those of us who might not know.
Well, you can probably hear my two children stomping through the hallway behind me. So that's part of what
I can't actually, but I do apologize if you can hear mine, because I think they're going to play tennis and all three of them are screaming and there's dogs and I don't know. There's a lot of shit going on. Sorry, please continue. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I live in rural desert where we get coyotes and the most obnoxious species of birds. And I've got, a chihuahua and I've got plenty of noisy things. Sure. I can't judge anybody for their noise.
Gotcha.
But, cryptid bartender stuff. Yeah. I actually, finally got my YouTube channel going. I actually just finished recording the video and audio voiceovers, nice. For a new video. I'm trying to get that going right now. I do a lot of home side projects. I make a lot of things. I have way too many damn hobbies and, which is great. But in all honesty, I'm kind of tired of being a semi-professional in a dozen different things. I'm trying to just work towards professional in two different things,
Sure.
I had actual bartending and bartending teaching until COVID-19 came and shut down my work.
Nice. Did you work as a bartender? Working in a restaurant or a bar?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And but you're also doing a movie theater bar.
Sorry, go ahead.
It was a movie theater bar, and the movie theaters were some of the first things to shut down. So okay. I was one of the first ones to lose my job.
Gotcha. So you do teaching. Is that what you said?
I did. Yes, wow. I also taught at our local bartending school at the same time.
So is that something that can be done via Zoom or Skype or anything? Or I don't know how that works, for licensing and shit like that. You know what I mean?
I mean, if I were to teach my own way, mm-hmm. theoretically, I probably could. And I am planning on doing some of that kind of stuff with my channel. Just be like, hey, guys, here's how you properly rim a glass. Here's how you properly shake. And little tips like that, where I taught, we had it was an actual bar setup with actual liquor bottles. It was all filled with water and we'd color the water.
Sure.
But they'd get behind the bar and create everything by ingredients and all as if they were actually making the cocktails. And so, I tell them how to do it. I give them tips. I give them hints on mixology and what customers want to see from you, what they want, in their drinks, just any kind of information I can give. And I love the job. I adored the job. But when you have your nation telling you, you probably shouldn't go to bars right now, no one's going to sign up because there's no demand for bartenders.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, so that one just kind of weaned itself out.
Hmm. Well, that sucks. Sorry, I didn't mean to turn this. I mean, maybe I kind of did. I don't know. Into a, monetize your hobby episode. But I feel like there still might be something there. I know it's another thing that you would have to do to add to your plate. But I think that would be an interesting. I'm sure there are other bartenders out there doing the same thing. Or mixologists, if you maybe attack it from which I guess you're doing on your channel, but from a teaching aspect with the cryptid thing, I don't know, but maybe you can mix them in, you've got your cryptid drinks, but then maybe once a week you mix in a lesson. I don't know. I'm spitballing.
That's kind of what I'm thinking about maybe doing is, I want to do the cryptid stuff and I'm probably just going to do some short videos on just proper techniques or, there's a lot of popular cocktails out there and a lot of tutorials on these popular cocktails. However, there are also certain tricks and tips you can do to make those popular cocktails just better. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking occasionally just doing okay, here's my version of a Long Island iced tea and here's why I'm doing this, just little stuff like that.
Gotcha.
So this is literally what I just did today is only my second video. So I'm still figuring it all out. I'm still figuring out all the gear and everything, kind of baby stepping my way into quality, I only actually did my last one because, the representatives of Champ Day, which is the Lake Champlain they have like their own cryptid, and yeah, and so they have like a celebration. I think it's the first Saturday of August or something like that. And they actually reached out and asked if I would want to partake in that. And they're like, first they're like, hey, we're they reached out and they're like, we're doing this virtual postcard thing where, you know, you can just kind of send in a video saying hi to Champ and where you're from and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, I don't know, maybe. And then she comes back and she's like, all right, I just spoke to whoever. She's like, if you do a full on tutorial, like recipe and video tutorial, we will feature it as its own separate thing.
That's amazing.
So I'm like, okay. So that's really the only reason why I got my butt into gear on that. Finally kind of stepped out of my comfort zone. I'm like, okay, now I actually have like a legit reason to do
it. Right, right, right. It's like, yeah, I got 30 minutes. I can knock that out. That's fine. Let's do it.
Right. Well, I try to make it like, it took me like 2 days to get it all edited because I'm trying to make it good. And I'm like kind of a perfectionist and that kind of stuff. But there's still plenty of that I'm planning on improving. So it's a work in progress, but it's baby steps every time.
So how did you get into like cryptids? What came first, the cryptid or the bartending?
Oh, definitely the cryptids, like since early childhood.
Okay. So what's out where you are? What do you have out there?
Oh, okay. I know I'm not saying this right, but I don't know what it is. I always forget how to say it, but it's spelled like Mogollon or A-N, something like that. Monster. And it's kind of like a Bigfoot type thing, but in the Arizona mountains. So that's our main one here. I think we have a couple other things here and there that are nowhere near as noticeable as well known.
Sure.
But
sure.
Yeah, that's actually one I plan on working on in the next couple of weeks or so as well. I haven't done that one yet.
Okay. And so have you seen any cryptids?
No cryptids. I've had my share of paranormal experiences otherwise, but I have not seen any cryptids.
Oh, okay. So but what other experiences have you had?
I have had a couple of, I don't want to say ghosts because I'm very like on the fence about what I feel, how I feel about ghosts and their existence and everything, but something others would say is a ghost a few times. I've seen weird lights in the sky. I've pretty much, no matter where I end up moving, I seem to always move by an Air Force base somehow. So I've definitely seen some weird stuff in the sky.
Always weird lights around Air Force bases, among other things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know how that happens. It seems like everywhere I go, I end up moving right by an Air Force base. So.
Okay.
And out here, we have super clear skies all night because we're one of the astronomy capitals of the world.
Oh.
So everything's. Yeah, we have all these like light pollution mandates where you can't have. Yeah, so everything is just crystal clear at night as long as you don't have any clouds. So yeah, you see some weird stuff out here.
Nice. Yeah, so I live like. Technically, I think it's like 15 minutes or so from like the Houston city limit. But like just like due west on I-10. But. There's no real break between Houston and where I live. Like you can't tell you've left Houston to get to where I am. And so, you know, I see like four stars in the sky, at any given time. Lots of light pollution here. It kind of sucks.
No, I live, it's pretty, I mean, I can actually see the Kitt Peak Observatory in the mountains from my bedroom window.
Nice.
Yeah. So out here, it's a pretty good area.
It's a good thing though. The telescope's pointing up, I guess.
What's that?
I guess it's a good thing the telescope's pointing up if you can see it from your bedroom window.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right now you can't see anything because we're supposed to be approaching monsoon season. But when it's not monsoon season, yeah, you definitely see some trippy stuff. You know, I mean, you get your fair share of satellites and space junk flying around. But I actually saw...
Alleged satellites and alleged space junk.
Right. No, exactly. I tend to go out there pretty often and just kind of lay on a yoga mat and just... stargaze for a good while, you know. And I saw this one thing just actually about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago or something, and it looked just like a, you know, you see a lot of that. It looks like a little star and it's going across the sky, and you're like, okay, that can be whatever. But then it was pulsating, like really bright, and it was traveling way too fast to be a plane or anything. And it's way up there. So I'm like, okay, that's a little weird. It's pulsating like that. And then what happened reminded me of this footage from NASA where this dot is coming towards Earth and it stops and one of Earth's missiles shoots up at it and
yes.
peels out.
Yes.
That happened. I see something that looks like a streak of light going right for it, right before it freaking just pulls away. I'm like, okay.
Well,
yeah.
And I remember that footage. Well, I remember something like that, watching that several times. And what that was, it wasn't even a missile. It was like some beam of light, like you described, right? So people mm-hmm. theorize that it could be like the Tesla, like, laser weapon, you know, light weapon, whatever he allegedly developed that then got stolen by the US government.
Fired
at this craft or in the direction of this craft that then like immediately changes direction and mm-hmm. faster than possible moves away. That's kind of badass that you actually saw that. I like that.
No, that's what it reminded me of. It was way too similar to that. So I was like, okay, maybe that was just coincidence, but that's a little weird, you know? Nice. I actually in Phoenix, about 3-4 years ago, had a very blatant sighting, and I didn't think that much of it, to be honest, because I was driving home with a friend of mine, and I saw this. I started feeling like really, really, really sick, like out of nowhere, heavily car sick. And so I'm like hunched over, just kind of breathing. I couldn't tell if I was gonna like pass out or what. And I look up a second, I see this like streak of lights. And I promise I wasn't drinking, wasn't smoking, nothing. I promise, guys. But I see this big string of bright lights. And I didn't think much of it because I'm like, okay, we're not too far from the airport. I'm feeling sick. I'm probably just seeing stuff. The next day, a Facebook friend of mine who lives in Sedona posts up news footage. Saying, did anyone actually see this last night around Phoenix?
Was this the Phoenix Lights?
No, this is not the Phoenix Lights.
Okay.
But it was some kind of large craft.
But similar.
I mean, it was mapped. Multiple people saw it and got footage of it. So if anybody listens to this and they want to know I can Google the news footage, the local news footage and find it. It's the exact same thing I saw.
That's outstanding. See, I've always I mean, I've vacillated on, you know, UFOs and aliens and what they are, what they could be, if I even believe or whatever, you know. But I've always in the back of my mind, I'm like, man, I'd sure like to see something, you know, just to like validate. Because I'm an engineer by degree. Like I got to like see things to kind of believe it, you know. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't know if I want to fuck with that. So I don't know if I want to be around when when some of that shit appears, you know what I mean? I don't want to get abducted or anything and have shit rammed up my butthole unnecessarily.
That's half the fun. That's how you get the full experience.
That's what my wife says, I guess, but you know, whatever. So what else? I know you were kind of hesitant to talk about ghosts, but you don't have to call them ghosts. I'm down to talk about all that bullshit. Cause I've seen a couple of things, or I've seen one thing, and I'll break the ice. I'll go first. I may have talked about this on the show. I don't remember or not. When I was young, this was middle of the night, so I could have been dreaming, and I was, again, young. But when I was a kid, I was fucking into everything. Like, you tell me something, I am in. I fully believe you. But we had this cat, which I know that allegedly cat ghosts or whatever you want to call them, apparitions are not cat, but like animal apparitions are the most common. I don't know why that is. I don't know if there's like some science behind that or whatever, but that's what I've heard. So we had this cat that died, and this must have been 2 years later. I remember being asleep and waking up, and it wasn't like sleep paralysis because I remember moving. I was able to move. So I sat up in bed. I looked down the hallway. My door was open, and I saw the cat that died walk down the hallway, look at me, and then continue walking past my room. Like, okay, then I was like, all right, fuck, that's fucking weird. Cover my head up, you know, with a cover and go back to sleep. So when I was in high, that was when I was a little kid. So fast forward like maybe 10 years, I'm in high school. I was upstairs in my parents' house, and they have a like story and a half with kind of like a weird second floor, you know. So like the stairs kind of empty out into this like the middle of this open room, and it's like walled with like the banister, you know, it's like just a hole in the floor. So my back, I'm playing guitar in a chair upstairs where all the music shit was. No shirt. The strap was not on me. And my back is facing the opening from the stairs. And I'm playing like no one's home. I don't hear a door open. I think the door's fucking locked, actually. Like no one's in the house. It's just me. And I feel like run all the way down my back. Like somebody takes their finger and just like runs lightly down my back. And I immediately turn around and like no one is there. I don't hear anybody on the stairs. It's an old house. It's built in the 30s. Like you hear, if somebody like adjusts on a chair four rooms away, like you hear it throughout the house, right? So like no one's in the house with me. So I turn everything off. I immediately run downstairs and I remember like getting to the foot of the stairs and I see like some kind of lights, almost like when you're lightheaded and you kind of see stars, you know? And I was like, all right, I got to like just get the fuck out of here for a little bit. And that's my only two ghost stories, but I don't know what the fuck that was. I never experienced it again, other than I was just like a scary ass little kid because I was into all that scary shit. So I don't know if that was just something that like manifested in me because I like it was a mental thing or whatever, but I never experienced anything else. The house was always kind of creepy just because it was old and I was scared. But those are my two stories. So now you get to go with whatever you think you saw or did not see.
Well, I've had some minor things. Actually had I had a animal one as well where I was 16 or so, 17 at the time, and I was sitting on my bed. And at the time, we had quite a few cats. And I felt my bed kind of sink down next to me as if something like sat on it or jumped up, you know? And so I kind of just habitually reached out my hand expecting it to be a cat. And there's nothing there. So I'm like, what the heck? And I look and there's like a dent. Like something is there, but there's nothing there. So I'm like, okay. And then it just kind of goes up. Like something got off. I'm like, all right, that's a little weird. And then just a few minutes later, my mom tells me, oh yeah, I was digging out in the garden. I've dug up a dog, a small dog, just earlier today. So I'm like, oh, okay, well.
That's strange.
I don't know if that's what that was, but right. Yeah. So I mean, that was one of the small ones. Another one, my parents are antique dealers, actually. They'd go around to garage sales, buy things, resell it. And there is a table that every time I sat on it, I get this really bad chill, like down my spine and get really uncomfortable and cold. Like it was just really skeevy whenever I sat at this table. And I never mentioned that. And then my mom's like, oh yeah, a guy actually had a heart attack and died on this table. I'm like, oh, okay.
Holy shit.
Right. There are a couple of more noticeable ones. I keep saying noticeable. That's not the word I'm trying to say. Like noticeable in my head,
notable.
I guess.
But notable anyway. Is the word you're looking for, I notable. Think.
Yeah, there we go. I don't know, but I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway, so again, about 16, 17 years old, and my mom had two computers in her room, so it was not uncommon where I'd be on one and she would be on the other, or my stepdad would be on one and, you know, some combination of that. So I'm in there on one, stepdad's on the other, and we're just quiet, typing away, doing our thing. And we both heard a really loud click, like really loud. And we look behind, and by my mom's bed was one of those fans that you put in your window, you know, just like one of the nothing big and industrial, just like a plastic one. But we see this like smoke, but not like it's smoking on fire. Like it was a skin kind of creeping around it. And we both look at each other and go, are you seeing this? And then it just turned on full blast on its own. Like not even actually powered on. It was on while unplugged.
Oh, so this is like one of those stories where it's just like,
yeah,
I hate to be like,
my stepdad was there. He saw the whole thing. We're both like, what the hell?
So it's like actual phantom power on the,
exactly.
on the thing. Yeah.
The other big one was when I was 13. And this was actually my very first experience. I was a diehard skeptic of ghosts and all that at the time. And it was at my great grandfather's cabin. My parents and I were helping him pack up so he could move into a home. He built the cabin himself. The whole, like, everything on the property he built himself. That's what he did for a living, was build log cabins and be a lumberjack.
Nice.
And so I'm outside just goofing around, watching bats fly by, just doing my thing. It was like 9 o'clock at night. And I look at the road, and keep in mind, this is like 3 acre rural Hatchet Mountain. For people who don't know where Hatchet Mountain is, it's outside of Redding, California, near Burney Falls and all. So, I mean, it's out there.
Okay.
And you have some neighbors, but not very many. You don't get a whole lot of road traffic. And I see this guy just walking up to the fence. And I'm like, you know, who the heck would be walking up to this? You know, this isn't somebody we know as far as I know. And the fence is closed. And I see the guy literally just walk through the gate, like just right through it. And he's a full color man. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm trying to debunk it. I'm like, okay, sprinklers are on. It's got to be a light trick. It's got to be something. So
it's small guess.
Right? It's small guess. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm like going around the yard watching it and like walking around trying to like figure out what's causing me to see this. And it just kept walking. It just kept on walking. And I'm like, okay, well, nothing is debunking this. And I took off. I took off, ran into the house and just went to bed.
Holy shit. So were there any stories about the property that like somebody had died or like on the road outside or something like that? Did you ever find anything out?
Yeah, not that I could. I mean, the property, my grandpa built the property. He had been living there for years. The house and everything was all his own. So as far as I know, no one's died on his property.
That's wild.
But yeah, so that was actually my very first paranormal experience like that.
Nice. So what do you attribute, what folks would call ghosts to? Do you have any theories on what that might be? Any personal theories that you'd like to share? Or just kind of, you know, they are what they are and we leave them there.
Yeah, that's kind of, there's just so many different things they could be. And it even could be a combination of different things they could be. You know, I don't really have a solid belief as to what they could be. I mean, I am non-denominational Christian. Maybe sometimes for some they're angels, maybe some for some they're demons, maybe some they really are, you know, the dead, you know, brought back for a second to speak to a loved one. I have no idea. Maybe there is, you know, sometimes it's electromagnetic fields and all this. I don't know. I don't really have a solid opinion.
Gotcha. Just curious. I wasn't trying to like, you know, trap you or have a gotcha there.
No, you're fine.
Just curious.
I know a lot of people tend to have like a solid belief and I'm like,
Yeah. Well, and, you know, so I'm Christian as well. And I say I'm Baptist. I don't know. I've always gone to a Baptist church, but take that with, you know, for whatever it is. I also run a podcast called Erase the State. So, and I drop F-bombs like every three seconds. I'm drinking wine and I'll probably drink vodka later. So whatever. I dance poorly. So I'm clearly not a good Baptist, which if you'll indulge me a good Baptist joke, if you ever need one, how do you take a Baptist on a fishing trip and keep them drinking all your beer?
How?
You bring two.
Oh gosh.
So anyway, I'm a Christian but I don't, because of that, I guess, and I know I said I'm an engineer and I like to believe in things that I can see and whatever, but I also have faith. So there you go. I'm not going to get into that here. However, I don't know if I fully buy into the whole, like abandoned, lost spirit thing, you know? But I do think there's some, you know, like you said, whatever it may be. I mean, is it an angel? I don't know. I think that's probably something more physical. Is it a demon? Possibly. Especially some of these like very, you know, like negative hauntings that cause, you know, pain and suffering in people. Is there bad energy in the world? Sure. Can conflict and death and murder cause that? Probably. I don't know how these things work on the other side or whatever other realm they're coming from, you know? I don't have anything else to offer you than that, but I've never really bought into the whole, like just spirit that didn't complete its task before it left the earth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you mean. And sometimes I wonder, you know, maybe there's some kind of like, I've also heard the theories that like residual hauntings and stuff, mm-hmm, and the ones mm-hmm. where like they're repeating the same thing right. over and over again, like it's mm-hmm. a tape recorder. Like sometimes I wonder, you know, there's definitely a lot more power to energy than we really understand.
Sure.
And so sometimes I'm kind of like, I don't know, maybe there is some kind of like energy imprint that is stuck there depending on, you know, the situation. Someone's murdered, someone witnessed a murder or something. I mean, maybe. I'm not going to say no because I just don't know. There's lots sure. of things I can't just say no to because I just don't know. But right, yeah, right. so I'm pretty gray area and all that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so we got dark again. Let's. I'm trying to lighten it up here. God damn it. So tell me more about your artistic side. Aside from not the cocktails, we're going to get back to that, but. Tell me about your t-shirts and your printing and all of that thing and what we're doing there.
Well, I originally got myself I'm using a Cricut machine. Mm-hmm. I got myself that. So because I also sew, I do a lot of, purses and stuff mainly. It was kind of funny because I never really was into purses growing up. It just kind of turned out to be my strong point. And so it just kind of went that direction. But so I got the machine like, okay, then I can start like putting images and phrases on them. Why not? And it was actually around the shutdown stuff that happened, like when I got my machine. And so I was kind of like just general, like angsty against the state. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, sorry, I heard a very loud thump. But anyway, I'm like, okay, I can make purses that say like anarchist phrases and stuff. At the same time, my mom's birthday was coming up and she's also an anarchist as well. And so I kind of experimented with different cute designs to work with. And then, I don't know, it just kind of took off. I'm like, well, I've got this stuff. You know, people are asking, well, maybe you can do mugs. Maybe you can do car decals. I'm like, okay, I can try. And, it kind of just started leaking into that direction. I actually tried running an Etsy specifically for Liberty themed crafts like this. Mm-hmm. And like 3 days or so, it was just a few days after I opened the Etsy, my account gets flagged and most of my listings get taken down because they decided to make Boogaloo a hate term against the terms of service.
Oh no.
They literally Seriously? Just made up that rule and flagged my account. I'm like, you know, you're literally flagging my account and threatening to shut me down over a rule you just made on the spot.
Holy shit. That's fucked right? up. So like, I mean, so you're still off Etsy. Right.
I'm not using Etsy for that particular shop anymore. Again, like, what am I supposed to do? What else are they going to flag now? Now they're threatening to shut down my shop over this. So I still have one of them that I keep going, and that's where I sell my rabbit feet because they actually sell off of Etsy pretty well. So I've been keeping that up, but, otherwise I'm trying to wean off of Etsy mm-hmm. and work on just kind of under table, so to speak, sell gotcha. Stuff instead. So I'm using multiple social media platforms to sell things.
Okay. So, I mean, it's all kind of like gray area bullshit with all of these terms that get like banned, right? Mm-hmm. So I just don't know if like you, like say you're trying to do t-shirts and mugs, like if you went to like a Printful, like if they would do the same fucking thing, you know? Or if there's like some no words that you can't use, no matter who you go through.
I know Instagram actually took off. Right around the same time Etsy did, Instagram banned Boogaloo as a term as well. Hmm. And their reasoning, you know, you would think they had like an email saying why they were banning that term, and they weren't saying it was because of white supremacy fears, blah blah blah. They were saying because it's an organization that suggests violence. And I'm sitting here like, you know, you're still allowing Antifa shit on here.
Yeah. Well, and never mind that you can buy any sort of American flag themed thing or a thin blue line
I was going to say Blue Lives Matter bullshit. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's all still all
of,
up there.
All of that suggests violence, too, just in a different way. So whatever. But I digress.
Yeah, it was all very arbitrary.
Yes.
Completely arbitrary.
Some violence is better than other violence, apparently.
Yeah, right? Pretty much. So, yeah, I'm not thrilled with Etsy. I'm trying to wean off of Etsy. And I'm kind of just making stuff, posting it in different places and going, hey, I have this available. And that's how I used to get most of my sales went on online anyway, when I was just doing purses and things like that. Most of my sales were not even through Etsy. They were from Facebook and friends of friends and friends of friends of friends reaching out to me to see what they could get. So that's just what I'm doing at this point.
Okay. So any other projects in the works? I know you said you have like, you know, 36 or something like that, hobbies you're trying to turn into some monetizable stream here. So anything else that we should be looking out for?
Really, my main focuses right now are the bartending thing. I do have other things that I'm trying to get into, but they're not really anything to look out for just yet, you know? Right now it's mainly like, you know, stuff I sew, stuff I stick decals on, I guess. Nice. I am working with resin now. So stuff I make with resin, and then just whatever the heck I post on the bartending stuff.
Nice.
Rabbit. Okay. So I'm still working. I'm actually finally getting skulls too. I'm finally getting rabbit skulls. Good.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I'm going to be making stuff for those, right?
Nice. All right. So I do want to get back to the bartending, and I hate to put you on the spot, but if you were to come up with a drink for Erase the State, what would that look like?
Honestly, that kind of depends on what your liquor of choice would be, and then I have to go from there.
Ooh, so I think because I drink a lot of vodka just because it's I feel better in the morning. I can drink it like on a Tuesday and get really fucked up, and Wednesday morning I'm fine. But I think if I'm considering what Mikey Two Names and I both enjoy, I think we both enjoy bourbon. So
I was gonna say whiskey's probably what's gonna happen here.
Yeah.
Gosh, let's see. I don't know. See, it's hard for me to just come up with them on the spot. Because I usually go through this
beforehand. I'm so sorry.
I still have to make a road toad. I still have to make a road toad for Friends Against Government.
That's right. Yeah. Or the thorn in Car's side, the road toad.
Yeah. I'm supposed to make one for that. And I have all kinds of ones I'm supposed to make. And then I'm there's only so many I can do at a time.
Sure. Well, we can come back. That's fine. I'll give you some homework. There you go. You'll have to come up with the Erase the State cocktail, whatever that may be, whatever you choose to call it, and the road toad.
Right.
All right.
I actually had a dream the other day that I was on I have these buddies that run a cryptozoology themed podcast, and I had a dream that I was on their podcast, and we were discussing this cryptid that I guess I just kind of made up in my dream, actually. And it was called, they're just called the, what was it, like the Virginian naked women or something. And they were these like, well, no, you're not. They were these like ghost or zombie something naked women that would like climb up into high points, like skyscrapers or trees or whatever, and just scream and fall and do that on repeat.
Oh my God, that sounds terrible.
So then I wake up, I'm like, oh, I made my own cryptid. Should I make a drink on the Virginian screaming naked women?
All right. Nice. All right.
So I might just for the hell of it.
So, like I said, you have homework for the next time or for whenever it comes out. But drop all your plugs, all of your projects here. Let us know how we can help you since everything's getting shut down online for you. So let us know. Put it all here. Go.
All right. So if anybody is interested in Liberty or custom, it doesn't have to be Liberty, custom shirts, mugs, pint glasses or resin stuff, whatever. I'm always learning new things and stuff. So if anyone has any interest in that, just come to me directly. Just message me on Twitter through at Rebel Scum, Han, whatever you want to say. I don't really know if I call it Han or Han, because legally, my name is Hannah. Legally.
Oh. Do I need to, bleep that out?
Well, it's okay. A lot of people who pay me through PayPal end up finding it anyway. Ah, it's part of my email yes. address. But so it was when I made my handle, it was a play on words. So people either call me Han or Han either way. But anyway, so yeah, at Rebel Scum, Han, Ham. And yeah, just message me that way and we can figure out what you want. As far as the cryptid bartender goes, a lot of you already follow my Twitter. I know a lot of you people on Twitter do not like Facebook, but it is on Facebook. Facebook page, The Cryptid Bartender, and that's where I actually put all my recipes and everything. And then I also have a YouTube channel, barely open now, that I'm hoping to get up and going and potentially monetize. So I would actually really appreciate if any of you guys want to go on there and subscribe to that and bear with me through my learning process. So yeah, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, Cryptid Bartender, Crafty Crap, come to me directly.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. We're glad to have you on the show. I'm sorry, Mikey Two Names couldn't be here, but poor planning on my part. Rears its ugly head yet again. He'll be back soon. Anyway, y'all know what to do. Like, share, subscribe. Tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your dog. Tell your Arizona mountain Bigfoot person. We'll see you next week. Peace. Cross a 57 Chevy with a hillbilly band. Tongue filled with one night stands. Take a tell him fire with a gonzo steel. In a dark house space just to seal the deal. Yeah, top 40 country, better watch your back, cause this hot rod's faster than your Cadillac.